Daf Yudches Amud Beis, starting the third perek. Zot the Mishneh Seder Tainius Eilu Ha'omol Berviya Rishayna. Zot Asi Rashi Seder Tainius Eilu Ha'omol Beperek Rishon. We hear a Seder of Tainesim, which we learned about in the first perek. Shebetchile Yechidim Misanim. First Yechidim start fasting, v'achakach Tzibor Hoilchem Misanin ad Yud Gimel, im Leinena. So this whole Seder is Berviya Rishayna, im Ovar Zman, Berviya Rishayna Shel Yoyre, v'lo Yodu Kshamim, so the end of Maheshman, the Kislev, it didn't rain yet, Misanim v'Hoilchem Kiseder Hazeh. Then you have the Seder of Yechidim, and then three Tanesim, Nachamol three Tanesim, then seven Tanesim with the Chaymer, with the last seven Tanesim. Aval Tzmochim Sheshinu. But what happens if it, Tzmochim Sheshinu, Sarashi says, Sheshnishtanu Miminhogam. When it started to grow, so they're not growing properly. Tachas Chito Yeitzeichoich, Tachas Soira Bosho. So these are, it's growing inferior tvuim. Eishini acha, masriyan aleihem miyad. So then the masriyan. Masriyan means that afilu berishaynish, shekol choymer hachaynis noyeg behem. So then they start fasting and masriyan with shayfris. That right away, that means the chaymer of the tainiyes achaynis, as soon as we see this occurring, the chaymer of the tainiyes achaynis were mekabel right away on ourselves. The Ran says, Tzmochim sheshini, the Ran says, she'enoi dovol she'soivol mosayim. This is not an occurrence that we can afford to wait. The Bishloi Mekshak Shomim Misachim, if the Revi'ah didn't come yet, Efshe Lahamtin, it's not Ekvelt. Shim Yerdu La'achem Mekan, Yupeiris Hashanim Kitikunim, if it will start raining later, so the Peiris could also be Misukin. So therefore, we don't have to take drastic measures. We can go Bahadrogen. So therefore, we do it slowly. That means if something will not occur now, so it's fa'falim. So therefore, masriyin aleihem miyad. Sheposku kshomim ben geshem legeshen arboim yoim, masriyin alayim, mibnei shimakas batzeres. What does that mean? So Rashi says, ben geshem legeshen, ben revia rishoina lishniya, simin batzeresu. This is already between the first rain and the second rain, so this 40 days it started raining, they planted, and then 40, there's an elapse of 40 days which it didn't rain. So whatever could have accomplished from the first rain, so the Zroim can become the skalkel now if there's no more rains. So therefore, Zmasriin. Yodu litzmochin avoloi yodu leilom. If the rain is a good rain for tzmochim, but it's not good for ilonis, leilon voloi litzmochim. Lozev lozev voloi leboires lesichin lemaores, masrin aleihem miyat. Let us see Rashi, yodu litzmochin avoloi leilon meforish pigmor. Leboyreis sichen am Ores, bebobe kame meforish, mei boyre, mei sich, mei more, vekulom beis knisois meik shomim lushtia, this is all types of reservoirs for holding water. Vechein ir shalo yodu olehok shomim. Now if you have a city, shalo yodu olehok shomim, תרסי והמתרתי על עיר אחס, ועל עיר אחס לא יעמתר, חלוקה אחס תימותר, so you have here two cities, one next to the other, the surrounding cities it's raining on, and this city it's not raining on. Is oisa ha'ir mis'ane u'misras, so the city that is not being rained upon, so they fast, and they blow shofar, v'chol seviva yisrael mis'anois v'loy masriyes. The surrounding cities, they are mis'ane v'loy masriyes. Rabbi Kiva Omer masriyes v'loy mis'anois, that they blow shofar and they don't fast. What is first Sirashi? Shelo yodu alei gshomim, lefsi v'himtarti al irachas, v'al irachas loy amtir, kigoyin shehimtir b'ir zu, u'bechavrte loy himtir, the klola hi, so this is a klola, this is a klola. Ochi garsini, oisei ha'ir mis'ane, ומשרץ, וכל סביביסאו מסענאיס ולוי מסריאיס. לפי כך מסענאיס, רשי הרקה ש- why do the other ayores have to fast בכלל, according to the Tanakhama? לפי כך מסענאיס, why do they have to fast? מבני שאויסי העיר שלא יורדו עולה גשמים, Telech liknais atvua ba'oisi ha'ir. So they're going to go and purchase tvua from the other city. Be'ir barof, there'll be a hunger. Now, this Gemara we have to understand, this Mishnah we have to understand, what happened over here? Now there's a mordike ritve. The Ritva says pshat as follows. Le'inyin, the first two cases, we mentioned before the Loshon Haran, that these are two cases that they needed a Yeshua right away, if not it would be too late. So therefore, they were masriyin right away. But now, when the Ritva speaks about this halach and the Mishnah, so the Ritva says something very interesting. He says, "La'inyan tainis v'hasro, ein hoilchin acha ribui hamake v'goydol haro." So the criteria is not only the how detrimental it's going to be, ela acha shinui hateva miminhogei shel oilam. But we also, one factor is if we see a shinui hateva. Uma shenire boy migzeire shamayim al einish avinisaino. If one can see that this is an einish min hashamayim, so he says like this: Atziras akshamim betchilas harevi'e. If it stopped rain, it didn't start to rain betchilas harevi'e. Ein ze raye ligzeire shamayim. Not a gzeire shemaim. Sometimes the revi is misacher. So memele. So therefore, we make these tanaisim first, the yechidim first, and then we gezer three tanaisim, and then another three, and another seven. That is not a gzeire. We don't see a gzeire shemaim, but here. Shelo yordu oleo kshamim, masriyim miyat, vafilu birviya habchira. Now this is amuyim dikechidish. That means the first time it's supposed to start raining, because I say gimul machesh. That's the first time it's supposed to rain. If it doesn't rain, then it's not ekvel. And you know what happened? It rained taket. All the surrounding cities, it rained. And this city, there's no rain in this city. Raya shesoif gzeirahi. So this does not have the aloche of the tanesim of which we had learned in the first perik. It's even though the exact
the exact occurrence is happening what happened in the first Perek. But in the first Perek, God's Eretz Yisrael wasn't raining Gimel Macheshvan. Doesn't rain Gimel Macheshvan, so that's nothing. You wait. Sometimes the Revi'i comes early, sometimes it comes late. But if it started raining, and this city, it did not rain, this is a Raya, this is a Gzerim in the Shemaim, this is an Oynish. That means, sometimes, if the Rabbeinu Shlalem shows, there's a Yad Hashem, the Shem Shlalem here says, Nega is a Loshen, Noga Bo Yad Hashem. You see that the Rabbeinu Shlalem is showing and pointing that there's a taina to this city. This is not Derech HaTeva. This is Chutz Min HaTeva. So therefore, so there's a Gevaldike Tviya on this city, and therefore they have to fast right away. The surrounding city, so Rashi says, why do they have to fast according to the Tana Kame? So Rashi says, because they're going to come to them, the year Borov, they're going to purchase them the Tvua, and the surrounding cities does not have enough Tvua for their own need and to sell this city, so there's going to be a hunger. Now, I hear a kasha, and then Baruch Hashem I found that the Sfasemis is the kasha, and the Cheshik Shleime is the kasha. Let us just see for 1 minute Avovah Medbeis. We learned the Gemara Avovah Medbeis, and it's a Shrek. You have to know how the Gemara Avovah Medbeis is Masim with this Mishnah. The Gemara says Avovah Medbeis, Va'omar Rav Chizde, Kshomim Sheyordu al Mikzis Medine, Va'amikzis Medine lo Yordu, Ein Behem Mishum Va'otza. It's not Va'otza. So what does Rashi say? Ein Behem Mishum Va'otza, Ein zu klolo vi'otza es v'shamayim, this is the Rashi later, the oisen shal ktsas medina, Rashi says, Rashi further down, Ein ben mishum v'otza, the oisen shal ktsas medina sheldom kshomim, moichim l'acherem. So, they're going to sell, so it's not v'otza, it's not a v'otza. Last year before, Ein zu klolo shal v'otza es v'shamayim. Zish gefelach, Eini, so the Gemara says, Voksi v'gam anoichi manati mikem es hageshem v'et shloshes chadoshim lakotzer imtatri lirachas v'lachas loyamtir chaloka achas timoter omar yudha marav shteyim l'klola omar yudha marav shteyim l'klola forget that ir achas loyamtir and one imtatri lirachas v'lachas loyamtir shteyim l'klola and he is saying there's no va'otza. So the Gemara answers like Kash, Hoda Ose Tuve, Hoda Ose Kedemi Boile. So that means, so what does Rashi say? Tuve Yaisamidai, Hodi Mikra Tuve Yaisamidai, Shteim Lekola. So Rashi said before, Shareva Kshamim Kilkulu as Tvuosa. Kedemi Boile, Ein Be Mishum Vaotza, Shektas Medine, Tisapek Lektas Medine. So we see here, Klal, enough in the Gemara, there's no problem if half of the Medina rains and half of the Medina doesn't rain. So what do you say? So perhaps you could say a chilek. You could say it's bediuk. The Gemara mentions Medinas. That means it could be Medinas. Are the half of Medina that it did rain, so they can have a large amount of Tvua. We're talking about Medinas, a chelik of a Medina. They can have a large amount of Tvua that can supply the other half of the Medina. So then it's no problem of the Otsa. Masha'en Kain, our mission is speaking about Ayolim. Our mission is speaking about Ir Shalayodu Alek Shomin. So it could be by, if it's two ayores, that already is one ear cannot be maspik the other ear. So mele, then already it's a klola. I thought perhaps one could say such a teretz, but of tuvi hamu was ma'ira, so I bezoi, so what's pshat in the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha, eini voksiv, גם הנויכין מנעתי מכם את הגשם, ואם תארתי על עיר אחס ולא אחס, לא ימתי. If you'll say there's a difference between an עיר and a מדינה, so that's the left חילק. An עיר is תקה הכלולה, and a מדינה is not a כלולה. Then I thought of another teretz, but I think that is not also the correct teretz. We had mentioned before the Ritva said, Emerson, our Mishnah is speaking about by the Revir Rishoyne, the first time it's supposed to rain, it didn't rain in this city. And that alone, Betzim, is not a calamity. It's not a calamity at all. But the calamity is because that's what Ritva said, that's what the Gemara brings, a posik. The posik tells us one should not say that this is a freak occurrence. The posik says, v'imtalti l'rachas, v'lachas l'yamtil, that's telling you that's the Yad Hashem, the Rebbein Shalom is doing this. So the Ritva had said that the reason the Mechuyev to be misaneh miyad is because that's a sign in the shemaim that there's a tzvi on them, there's a tain on them, and therefore they have to be nesayot to do tshuva, so therefore it's masri and miyad. So I thought that perhaps the two different gemorits, Rav Chisda is saying as follows. Rav Chisda is saying that this matzev of raining on one ear and not raining on the other ear, or mitzvah medine. So Rav Chisda is saying that's not va'otza, that's not a klola. That means a klola means that something terrible has occurred already. That's called a klola. There was a klola already. Here, the klola didn't occur the way the Ritva says. That's not a klola. It didn't rain yet. Gimel machesh, that's not a klola. But here the tzairech hatainis is for a different reason. The Rebbein Shalom is sending a message that there's a taina on this year. So they have to be mispalol and be misaneh not out the calamity that occurred, but on the message that is coming with this sanhoge. So it's a different thing. So then lachayre, so it's two different things. Rab Chizda says it's not a klola, which is true, it's not a klola. And the Mishnah is just saying they have to fast. But there's two problems to this. First of all, Rashi in Daf Yud Ches Amud Bey says, "Kegoin shehimter beirzu ubechavato loy himter deklolahi." So Rashi says it's a klola. So Rashi says this case is also a klola. I don't know if Rashi is chaylik on the Ritve or. But Rashi says it's a klola, so what do we do with Rav Chisda? And then we have to know, the here Rashi made it, that ein ben mishum va'otzer shekzas medina tisapik lekzas medina, like it's no problem, so they'll purchase from the other half. And here Rashi says the reason they have to fast is because v'yir borov is going to be a hunger. So it seems that the Akponim, not only this city is being affected, the other city is also going to be affected. So it's very unclear how the Mishnah stems with the Gemara and the Vov Amud Beis with Rav Chisda. So again, I found this was Emes's Meir Heaps, lies with Akasha. That what Rashi says, V'yir Borov, and I think Pshat is that, it's very modern. What's up with Yir Barov? Why should there be a hunger there? I mean, if they don't have enough for to sell, so they'll use it for themselves. Why should be Yir Barov? Maybe Rashi means the teva of a person is, if you have business, you sell. The Baal Zama Machen Geld. What'll be with the food? That's another parsha. So the mice will come out, they'll take a sell. They'll be making a lot of business, but to leave the chisa, there won't be what to eat. Maybe that's what Rashi means. Now we have here a machloikis, the ayoris which are surrounding this city. What do they have to do? So the Tanakhama says Misanais Veloy Masriyais, and Rabbi Kiva says Masriyais Veloy Misanais. So the Ran brings down a Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi says that that there's an inyan of Bakoshes Rachmim, they have to be Mevakesh Rachmim. So there's 2 days of Bakoshes Rachmim, there's a Rosh Hashanah and a Yom Kippur. In Rosh Hashanah we blow Shofar, and Yom Kippur we fast, we don't blow Shofar. So the Machloikis, the Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva is that, and then it's Mutal Bakoshes Rachmim, do we give them a din of Rosh Hashanah or a din of Yom Kippur? So that's the Tanakam also is like Yom Kippur, Misanis Voloi Masriyes. Rabbi Kiva says Masriyes Voloi Misanis. Then the Ran wants to say another Mahalach, that the reason that they're Misanis or Masriyes is to be Mishtatav Bitzarosam. Not because they're affected from this, but they should be Mitadav. The city which is a Shochan to them finds itself in a difficult matzev, so to be Mishtatav with the Tzor. V'chein ir sheyesh bo dever im apoilis. If an ear that there's a dever, people are dying, ema poilis, or houses are falling down, Ashi says, ema poilis, shechay meisel, va'abatim neiflim beruach, there's tornadoes there, Tiferes Yisrael wants to say there's earthquakes, and a lot of damage is happening to the city, oise he'ir, misane, umasras. So that city has to start fasting and blowing shofar right away. Because we say, Misanois veloy masriyais, and be akiva oimer masriyais veloy misanois. Now here by Dever, they say that the surrounding cities are not affected by this. This is not a dover that will go from one city to the other city. And here the reason of the tainus is out to be mishtatav bitzaros. Eze dever, what is considered a dever, that people are dying, a plague, ir hamoitzio chomesh meyes ragli. A city that has 500 ragli, to bring down from the Rambam, which means men, not skenim, not ktanim, not noshim. That's the population, there's 500 men. V'yotzu mimeno gimel meisim begimel yomim. And in 3 days, 3 of these men died, one after the other. Ze achar ze. Harei ze dever, so this is called a dever. Poches mikan, if in the 3 day period only 2 people died, or In a 2 day period, 3 people died. That is not called a dever. That's called a mikre. And ein ze dever. And in Shulchan Aruch it says, so we have here a ratio. We have 3 people for 500, 6 people for 1,000, etc. That is what's, and also in this 3 day period. If to by 1,000, if Nebuch 2 will die each day, so Mamela, that's called a devil. Now, the vow we had that these are inyonim, which affects the city and the immediate cities which surround it. Al Eilu Masriyim Bechol Mokim. But here, already, these are tragedies, peronius, which affect many, which can affect many people. So, b'chol mokim, whoever hears about it, a mechuyev to be mishtatev. Ala shidofen, vala yarkin, vala arbe, vala chosil, vala chayero, vala cherev, masriyin aleo meni, mipneishi mako, Mahaleches. This is a maka already which is traveling. And therefore, all those who hear about it have to realize that they can also be affected by this maka. Memele, so all of them have to fast. Let us see Rashi. Masriyim b'chol mokim. אם נראו באספמיה מסרים בבובל, בבובל מסרים באספניה, יקטוני טיימה בסייף נשימקר מהלכס, אם בבוקם איכותי מסרים עולה כל השיימים, whoever hears about it, כדי שלא יטובי עליהם. שידופיין בתפויס, that's his, from winds it seems the zroim of the shibolis get banged out. Yarkoin, so Rashi learns it's a chayli ha'odam. Chayero, the batanu brings down another pshat, yarkoin is, shidofen v'yarkoin are different types of makis tetua. Chayero, mishakeles b'nei odam. Cherev chayoleis ahilchin larig ulahashchis b'chol mokim. So here Rashi says that speaking about the armies that are soldiers which are going laharig ulahashchis b'chol mokim. I once saw in the Sefer brought down that the zmanim of the Crusades, Rachmana Litzlan, I forgot exactly the name of the two cities, but there was one city that was, the Crusades were about to attack it, and there was another city that was far away, was not in the vicinity, and they sent them a letter. And in the letter they told them that they heard about Nebuch, their difficult matziv, and they told them they're mekabel tainis, they're being misanef for them. But at the end of the letter, they wrote, but Baruch Hashem, we have nothing but to worry about. That was the end of the letter, and I saw in the Sefer, and 3 months later, that city was completely destroyed. So that is Bemison, what the Mishnah is saying, that in these matzovin, cherev, chayole, sahuchem, larig, vahashchis, b'chol mokim, so the hasro is not only for yene, it's for zich also. Maise sheyodus kainim Yerushalayim loreim, v'gozru taines al shenire kemolei pi tano om kemolei tano, shidofein ba'ashkelein. The kainim went to their cities and they were gozer taines because they saw in Ashkelein, which the plishtim were, and that was be'eretz plishtim, that there was a shidofein of a mount of tfue, which is molei tano, that means how much you could fill a tano with pas. So that amount of tfue that is needed to fill up a tano with pas, they noticed shidofein had occurred in Ashkelon, and they already goes to tainis in Eretz Yisrael. V'oid gozru tainis al sha'ochlu zeivim shnei tinoikes be'ever hayalde. That two wolves had eaten up wolves had eaten up two tenoikes beiver hayarde, so that's also a makam mishalachas. That's so. Remember, there were guys. This was beiver hayarde, and there were guys in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yosi Eimer loy al sheochlu el al sheniru. It seems that Rabbi Yosi holds if it would be ochlu, that is a mikre, and on that it wouldn't be guys at tainis, but al sheniru. That is already, and that's where it goes, the tainis. What does Rashi say? Molei tano meforish bigmore. Loreim beretz Yisrael. Ashkelon beretz plishtin. Vashoch lezevim shichayero umakam alechesi. Sheniru ubor beir. That's all. There were goes the tainis. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Al eilu masriin b'shabes al ir shekefu anochim einoho val svina amotarefes b'yom, and that were masriin. We've had this Mishnah before in the first Perik, and that masriin means that masriin ba'aneinu b'keil, you don't blow shofar on Shabbos, but you that's a tzaoke, masriin b'shabes al ir shekefu anochim. Rabbi Yossi Oima LeEzra VeLoi LeTzaoka. So we had two pshatim in Rashi. Either pshat is LeEzra, that they shouldn't make such a thing, such a kinus, to be mispalol in Shabbos. Maybe they won't be zoiche that the tzvila will be nene. So therefore, since they're not betuach, שאיננו בטוחים כל כך ששתהו תפילוסינו ליצק עליהם בשבס. So therefore they don't make a talk. And Ezra, צעקים לבני אודם שיבואו לעזרו. That is one pshat in Rashi. The second pshat in Rashi is that לעזרו is שמספלם כל אחד בבייסוי לעזרו בעלמה, that they shouldn't make a kinos that they're all being tzayich together be keil rom. This they shall not do in Shabbos, but al kaponim, the yichidim, each yachid can be mispalul himself. That is Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Shimin hatimoni oimer af al hadever. Af al hadever, al hadever ye also masriya in Shabbos. Loi haidu loi chachomim, the chachomim were chaylik on him, and we'll see later in the sugi if this is only the chaylik on Shabbos, or the chaylik bechlal. They hold that our deva bechlal, the chaylik on the tanoim before that said yimasriya and a deva, they hold deva is not something that yimasriya, and the Tzvelis Yisrael explains because it could be as man where there's a plague, so fasting could lower the resistance of the people and could bring a greater sakone, so by adever bechlal you're not masriya. That's another mahalach. What the chamam achilik bechlal lehaydel chamam bechlal if you're masriya on adever. What does Rashi say? Masriyin baneinu, amaturefes, miloshin toraf above, if they banged on the door, miloshin beya trufe, or scrambled egg, the mafosh repek shalamalo, so the ship is maturefes payom. Shimon hatimoni, natimoni, mitimna hoyo, so the Yaibit says that this was, Timna was an Eretz Yisroel. Taimon was, from the, Taimon was in Kutzlar, so that's what Rashi wanted to say, that he was Timoni. That's what the Yavid says, Pshat. Zog the Gemara weiter, zog the Mishnah weiter, al kol tzore shaloi tovi ala tzibur masriyin aleihem. Chutz meiroiv kshomim. If there is too much kshomim, and we'll see that, which is uncomfortable, but, and that we're not mispalo. Ma'is ish omru lo lechayni amagul, ispalu sheyerdu kshomim. Omar lehem tzu vihichnisu tanure psochim bishvil shelo yimoyku. Seems chayni amagul was under the impression that Ma'is is going to be mispalu and the tefillah will help. So therefore he told them before mispalu, go and take in the tanurim that they shouldn't, the rain should not be mekalkol these tanurim. Hispalul b'lo yorduk shomim. It was mispalul and it didn't rain. Ma'osa og uge v'oma b'seicha v'oma lefonav ribonish leilom bonecha somu pneim olai shanike ben bayis lefonecha nishbani b'shimcha hagodl sheini zoz mikan ad shetarachim al bonecha. The Ben Yoda wants to say the Indian of Og Ugo, he brings an Arve Nachal, I think that Arve Nachal says that a tzaddik that can be mispalu for the doyer and the tefillah should be niskabel, he says that is dafke, that the tzaddik is not misulik from Olam Hazeh. That means He's still living in Olam Hazeh, he's mekushet Olam Hazeh, so then he could bring hashpos on Olam Hazeh. But if the tzaddik on this world already is is Shaina ben Oilam Haba, that means he's Mesulik Minyan Oilam Haza, then he can't, so he's not a ben Oilam Haza, so Mamela, then he can bring Ashba. So he wants to say that that's what happened over here, that Chayni Amagul was a Moyodik Tzadik, and he wasn't a ben Oilam Haza, he was Mispalo. But the tefillah wasn't nene because he's not a ben oilam hazeh. So therefore, it's og ugo. He says og ugo. Maybe that was meramis on the kadur haoretz. Eini zoz miskan. So he realized what the problem is. So he says, I'm going to stay here. That means he was mekasher himself to inyanei oilam hazeh, and he won't get out of this uge until the Rabbeinu Shom will bring shomim. He's chilug shomim menatvim, so he started dripping. Ama loy kach sha'alti, alagish mei boirei sichin ma'oritz. I want shomim that it should fill up the boirei sichin ma'oritz. He's chilug leirid bizaf. Ama loy kach sha'alti, alagish mei rotzain brochen edove. Is yodu kitikunim, so they fell kitikunim, and seem everything, the geshomim which were needed they came. Ad sheyotzu Yisrael miYerushalayim laHarabayis. There's already too much rain in Yerushalayim, so memele. So they went to Harabayis. Bibnei hakshomim. Bo vaomru loy kishem shispalalta aleim sheyerdu kach hispalo shel yelchu lahem. Amar lahen tzu ru'u im nimchis even hatoyim. He says, I'll only be mispalo that they should go away if the Evan HaToyin, was a large stone in Yerushalayim, that they used to be machiz. If someone found an Avedis, he used to stand up on the stone and be machiz it, a very tall stone. So if the Evan HaToyin, others lamshan nimchis means if it's covered, that means if it's covered, so that means in a matzav of a flood already, so then there'll be mispalo that should stop. I'd rather say even nimchis even atoyin means that if it disintegrated because of the rain, and a stone won't disintegrate, so in other words, he told them he's not going to be mispalo that the rain should stop. That is roif toive, which he wouldn't be mispalo. Shalach lo Shimon ben Shetach il molei choini atav, he wouldn't be choini, Geizrani Olecho Nidui. That means that he felt it was a zilzul the way he was mispalo to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Aval ma eseloch sh'ato mischati lifnei hamokim, you do chatoim, you do avlis lifnei hamokim, v'oiseloch oritzoimcho keben shu mischati al ovi, v'oiseloch oritzoini, that's the rachim of abonim, it is a gewaldic aves, even if it's mischata, oisele retzoin. Olecha kosev oimel, yismach obicho vimecho besogyo yelatecho. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, miroiv kshomim, lav kigoin she yolda al irachas vil achas lo yolda, Shesham vadai shteim leklole. That means if there was a roiv shomim that we had before in Davovam at Beis, kedi omar Rav Yehuda timoter mokim moter, it became mamisha a mokim of moter shemekalkol tvuin. Elo, but I'm speaking about that. That's like a klole. It became a mokim moter. Lekvar yodu, there was enough rain already. V'toyrechem levnei odom, avol einon mekalkelin tvuis. V'taim emeforish begmor lo ma'ein masriyin amroif toive. Tanurei psochim shehem bechatzeres v'sholcheresein, metalfu moisum shlo yamukul b'kshomim. Gishmei boires shipua k'shomim lemalis boires. When the doves rotzin va'ayin yofe, even toyim oisa b'Yerushalayim, v'chol mi she'ovdo le'yaveide, b'bob metzid, he used to come there b'machiz. L'navdois al kvoid harav, mischate pulfish is doing a dove rav, Yismach avicha vimecha besog yilatecha. Now let us continue the Mishnah. Hoyu, you must listen to the guys. Hoyu misanin v'yodolam kshamim. Koidem aneitzachame, lo yashlimu la'acher aneitzachame. That means that, lo yashlimu, I'm sorry. Koidem, yeah, hoyu misanin v'yodolam kshamim, koidem aneitzachame, lo yashlimu. So if the kshamim came, Koidem a Neitzachama, so then I'm a chuyiv to be mashlum. It seems that the Iketaina started with the Neitzachama. La'ache a Neitzachama, if the Kshomim came after Neitzachama, yeshlimu. Abelezer oimer, a bigger kule. Koidem chatzois, if the Kshomim came koidem chatzois, lo yeshlimu. La'ache chatzois, yeshlimu. Maise shegozu tainis belut, v'yodu lehem Kshomim koidem chatzois. So we heard in the Mishnah Hastis that the Namachuyim to be Mashlim. Omalem Rav Tarfin Tzu Ve'ichlu Ishesu Vasei Yontev V'yotzu Ve'ochlu Ve'shosu Ve'osu Yontev Ubo Bein Albayim Ve'kiru Halal Agol. Let us just see Rashi Daf Chafayim at Beis, Rashi and the end of this Mishnah. Rashi Daf Chafayim at Beis says, in the middle of the Yom, Koidem aneitzachama lo yeshlimu, dakati lechal alayu tainis, ki noch sik shomim. Before the neitzachama, it's not called that there wasn't Yom Boru, so lechal alayu tainis. Koidem chatzois, the chatzois zman achili, mechatzois veilech, kala tainis, ki min shaloi soadu bishas tzude. Va'osu yontev miteich simche, Halal Agodul Hoidu Elakei Elakim Kili Oilam Chastoi Ibnei Shenema Bainei Sin Lechem Lechol Boso Kedam Rinen Bishilei Psochim. So that's why this was said by when there was Yidus Kshomim. That's when Shulchan Aruch it says, and after Halal Agodul they said the Birchas HaKshomim, which it ended up with Nishmas. Let us see Taisvis. Masrin aleihem miyad, misanin kemoikein. So Taisvah says the masrin also means that not only shayfres, you're misanin. Va'afilu barishaynis, afilu the first time you're fasting for this inyan, shechoymer rachaynis noyegimboi. V'im taymar, frek Taisvah, kiven do ho de masrin. Mash med the masrin mis anin. Masrin means that's what we're saying. Shah masrin mis anin. Amay tzos lo posh mas nisim bis somach. Oy se yohe ir mis anin umis masras. Kivin the star masrin. It's mash med tabay. Just like over here, masrin means both. So that also means both. Ish loima mishim the boil of flugi rabbi kivin beseife. The koma masriyois the loimis anois. So Memele, so there we have to, he says Masriyas, so Mesan, so Masriyas, so Memele, that's why they say by the this ear alone, Masriyas umisan. Zuk the Gemara. Seder Taniyas ha'elu ha'omo b'revir rishayin. So the Gemara says that the Seder Taniyas ha'elu ha'omo, which is said in the first peg, that's b'revir rishayin. So it's seen by the revir rishayin, If it didn't rain by the Revir Rishayne, so then you have to fast. Reminu Revir Rishayne. We learned Abaraisa Revir Rishayne Shniya. If the Revir Bechire Gimel Machesvin didn't come, so the Revir Rishayne is Lashayla. You start. You ask the Saint Talamot. Ushniya Lisho. The Shniya didn't come. It's also only Negei Lashayla. It's not Negei more than that. Shlishis lisanis, yudzayin macheshvin, so then it didn't come, that's already, then shlishis lisanis. And here you say there's a seder tainis from the revir rishayna. After the first revir and it didn't rain, there's no seder tainis. Omar Rav Yehuda Ochi Koma, seder tainis ha'omer, emesai, bizman sheyotzo revir rishayna ushniya ushlishis. That when the three Zmani Revi passed by, and it didn't rain. Lo yodu kshamim. אבל יורד שם וירשיינה, דמייחיק וזור לא יצומחו דמייחיק, אבל יורד שם וירשיינה, וצומחו לצד הגורם וחוזרו ונשתנו, מסרין עליהם מיד, דני מסרין מיד. That is our Mishnah. Let us see what Rashi says. Revi Yerishayna Oshni Yolishev Sha'af Alpi Shalo Yolduk Shomim Loi Berishayna V'loi Bishni Loi Hayim Mis'anim Ala Shailim V'kashin Masnisin Diktoni Seder Taniyis Eilu Ha'omol Revi Yerishayna U'baray Sa'adodi. Yeah, the Mishnah says that you fast right away by the Revi Yerushayna. The Braisa says the Revi Yerushayna is near to Shaila. Ochi Kama. Let us see the Bach. Kloima. Say the Hataniyas Eilu Omo Bishvil Revi Yerushayna Sha'ovra Mikol V'kol. If the whole Revi Yerushayna passed by. Ki Goin Revi Yerushayna Shnei Shlishis. The kule yaire kolile revir rishayna kach shamati. And then hafuki later it's called malkish, it's not called, so that's why it's called revir rishayna, but it means after the three zmanim passed by. Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Nachman. Davke nishtanu. When is it din masriyin if it was nishtanu? Avu yavshu loy. But if it's Yavshu, then they're not Masriyin. So, the Gemara, Pshita, Nishtanu, Tnan. Leitzriche, Dohoda, Akum. Ma'u, the time, Akanta, Milsehi, Kamash, Malon, Tetnat. Now, Rashi is unclear what Akum means. Let us just see the Rach for 1 minute. Chazru v'shanu kloime kamshu. Masrin alei miyat. So he learns pshat that shanu means they wilted. Masrin alei miyat. V'davki shanu kein kamush. It wilted. So if it wilted, so it's not in a good matziv, but things can still be corrected, can still be saved. Avul yavshu legamri, afal gav, if it became completely dry, afal gav the hodor akun, ein masrin alei, perish akun, shechozru liyurkuson, kloima chozru lechiyuson. That means they were completely dry, and then they got back alach luchis. So the Oruch explains that this lach luchis does not mean anything. This is only a temporary shini l'toif. But l'maisa never will be good again. It's farfallen. So akun is this yavikuson. It got a little green. It got a fresh looking, but it doesn't mean anything. Verabiseinu agoinim zal omru hayakun akanto loshen chazoke beloshen aramitz loshen zohu begitin. Got strengthened, whatever it is, exactly what it is, I don't know, but al kaponim it looked like things are getting a little better, but if it was nisyabish already, so this is only a shinui l'toiv for a few days, but the lemaisa, the tvua is far fallen already. Now let us see Rashi. Avul yavshu loy tzorich, demikan ve'eilech loy yoyil. That means from now on further, nothing is going to help. You want it to rain now, it won't help now. V'have tefillah shot. That means even though when they were daking, that means if they still have to grow yet. Maybe only this chelik was nisyabish. No. Afilu yov shuk shachitin adayin daking, if lohochi loy masriyin, we're not masriyah. הכי גסינן פשיטי שונות נאם, לא צריך איזה ממיל, זה שונות, so this is something it seems that a tikkun can occur. לא צריך את דעקו, מה זה תאימה? דעקו, what does דעקו mean? שאולו בקונה, they were in this island בקונה. שניסקנו מיד, it seems this יבשס made a psychical in them, and now afterwards it was אולו בקונה, maybe they were, they were facing down, and now they're starting to face up. Olu bekone, I don't know exactly what happened. Sheniskenu ma'at la'acha shenishyabshu, so it seems there's still life and there's still hope. Ma'u detayme akante milsehi, the hoyul the niskenu ma'at, im yispalo moyu lehem. Kamash malon, Rav Nachman da kante la milsehi, that means this small Yeshua that we are witnessing is nothing. Nothing to put hopes on. So memele, so you don't do anything. So it's a tefillah shof. That means it's a, would be ma'isa nisim. You don't, you're not mispalo for ma'isa nisim. So this is called a tefillah shof. So we're not mispalo for this. This is the first lashon of Rashi. Lishna achiti, avol yov shuloi, pumfakert, de memele choizrin. But by yov shul, there's nothing but to worry about. That it's going to go back, so maybe we don't have to, you don't have to be masriya. Leitzriche da'ako. So the Moses pshite. So Moses leitzriche da'ako and sha'olo bekone. Mahu detaina kante milsi dekiv and sha'olo bekone vadayin loy bishlu kol tzolchom. Vada iloy masriin and suloy godli. Kamash malon delav milsi. Da'afo gav da'ako nakatli godli tvei. So here it's coming to tell us punkfakelt that this matzav of yoivish is nothing but to worry about. There's no reason to be masriya, and even though the akum would seem that already that from the akum it seems it won't grow anymore, which this alone is a kilkul. So you also don't have to worry. So these are two pshatim in Rashi. What does Taisva say? Leitzriche da akum perish la'achre she'ole bekone nisyavshu. Mao de teima kante milsi perish tohil ve'olu bekone v'leinis bashel kol tzolcho. Libo yasro. So this is the second shot. Kamash v'lon de lav milsi. Yeah, so that's the second shot in Rashi that I would think... That there's a reason to be masriya. Kamash mulon de lav milsi. It's nothing what to worry about. Zok de gemara vayta v'chein shaposku kshomim ben geshen legeshem. So the Mishnah says, if there was posku kshomim ben geshen legeshem, aboim yoy masriyin aleim, b'bnei shi makas b'tzayres. This is a makas b'tzayres. My makas betzairitz, Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, make ameviyo lidei betzairitz. Omar Rav Nachman, naro anaro betzairoso, medinzo amedinzo kafno. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, naro anaro betzairoso, b'she'ein tfuo b'irachas, ויש באיורס אחרס, ואף שלא הובי מזה לא זה דרך נער בספינה, that means he can transport food from other איורס, בצירוסו, בצירס איזו, ולוי רוב, this does not fall into the category of רוב, הויל ויכוי למליסה בספינס, if it can be brought with ships, so memele, it's not a rov, it's a batayrus. Medinsa a medinsa kafna. So Rashi says, medinsa a medinsa ditzrichen lohoylech memdina le medina. So memele here, ayidei chamorim, that means here you cannot transport it with ships, you have to bring it with donkeys. Kafna. So this already is Rov. The Rov Koshim Ebetzairus. Why? Lefishi Efsha Lohobi Bishufi. That means in ships you can transport a lot, And in Chamoyrim, it seems the amount that can be transported in Chamoyrim is not too much. So Mamela, that already is a kafna. Loshen Acher, Naro Anaro, Im Yovesh Mayon Ze, Vetzorich Lohosiv Mayon Acher Bekam, that means that this Mayon is not usable to transport. So los my nacha bekam in amel ham that she yagdol na racha v'yovikam. Yeah. V'yovikam batzeiris isu. This is a batzeiris. Bedinsam bedinsam yovshu kol anorisha batzeich ir. It's ichan lo v'imayim yirach eres. Kafna rovu zet kifa mi batzeir to. Now it seems it's, and that's still growing. That means if you imyovish mayin ze, betzoich lohosev mayin acher bekan, some emele, so that's the growth of the tfu depends on this. So that's batzoiris. But imyoshu kolonor, shebetzoich yirtzik lovi mayin miracheres, kaf narobu ze, tkifu mi batzoirto. Let us see Taisvis. Naro anaro batzoirto. So, Taisves, Kishain Tvua Beir, Vyesh Arbe Bishara Yores, Vyecholin Lahovi Mizulazu, Aine Mikri Batsiris, Loi Mikri Rov, that is not called a Rov. The Ma'acher Sheyecholin Lahovi Aidei Hano, the Leke Elatircha Zeire, so Mamela Mahai Kloima Midova Muat Kose Ain Masrin. So there's not, you're not Masrin. Abetzoires, you're not Masriya. Because what's the problem? It involves a little tirche, so you'll transport Tvue, Ain Masrin. Medinsa Amedinsa Perish Shetzorich Lahoitzi Mimdina Lemdina Cheres Ayidecha Moirim Vesusim Oz Masriya. The Yevsher Lohovi Beshef Kolkach May Besvinis. Lish Nachin, Nara Nar Klemim Yovish and Nar Zevitzor Losim Nara Achalakan, Nami Tzor Lamp Machik Dola Nara Achavi Yovi Bekan, Zevitzoires, Lemasrin, Madinse and Madinse, Yovshe Kolonosh Bezuir, Tzor Lovi Maimir Acheres Kaf. The Koshe. So Taisus asks Akasha. So it would seem that a batzoiris is not gefährlich. It's a tirchamut, and you're not masriya by a batzoiris. And by a kafta, that's a rov, then you're masriya. Because masnise mashme, the batzoiris, masriya. Diktoni masriya aleim, mibneishi makas batzoiris. So Mamela, so what's Pshat? Bishloima the makas batzeris the masnisen avikemoy the kafna. Shkadakasher pirasht shetachas chita yaitzei choyach. Himishem hochi masriin afogav the dain einay rak batzeris. Even though at the present time it's only batzeris, hoyel v'soifei rov. But from this will come out a rov masriyin. Avogav dakati lehavi kafta. Avol oilom ein masriyin amakas betzeres ilay motzi lovi lidei rov. Lohi kom ahoche de nara nard lehavi eloki batzurta veloi masriyin. So I don't understand. And Taisus understood Pshat, there's a chosar in the Mishnah, a few words. And the Mishnah says, Masrin aleim, neishi makas batzeiris. So Taisus says, makas batzeiris doesn't mean anything. It won't end up to be a makas batzeiris. It's a makas batzeiris. That avogav the dain einei rak batzeiris. Even though now it's only batzeiris, I'll be safe of masriim. So ike chosam from the Mishnah. So masriim alei mivnei she not shehi makas batzeiris. Masrin aleihem, because it's going to become a rov. Don't understand how Tosfos understood Pshat in the Mishnah. Zog de Gemara weiter. Wa Omar Rab Chanine. So besela. If you, now this is expensive, that there's the price of a saw is a seller. The normal price is four saws for a seller. So besela. Ushriche. Batzerte. That's called a batzeres. What does Rashi say? So besela v'shriche, ki zovni so shalchitim besela, can buy a so shalchitim besela d'ainu yoike, umetzu yeliknois, b'chol eis. That means that l'maise, poshet v'ais to'is, there is tvua to buy, but it's very expensive. That's called batzert. Abo soim besela, which is the normal price, but v'loy shchiche kafna. So when it's loy shchiach, so that's called a kafna. That's called a hunger already. That means even though the ma'aseh poshut v'loy shchiche is going on the tvuah, the price isn't expensive, but you can't get the tvuah. That's what he's a kafne. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, lo yisholnu elo bizman, shemoyz bizoyl, uperes biyoyker. Avol moyz biyoyker, uperes bizoyl. But if there's not too much money around, even though the peres are bizoyl, asriyin oleho miyad, then you are masriyin. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, nehirno, kadave kaimu double tsoyim besela, he remembers that Tvua you could buy. Dalet Soim Besela, it wasn't expensive, but there was never many people who were blown up from hunger because there wasn't any money. There wasn't any money there was a scarcity of money, so what it helped that they saw that was Aboy Soim Besela. What does Rashi say? Mois biyoiker ein mois mitzuyes lehem. Nehirno ani zoiche. Midalas iser me ein mois. There's not enough mois. Nehirno, so Taisva says, zoiche ani.